Hey everyone, welcome back to the Your Field of Choice NHL podcast. I'm your host, Devin, joined as always by Pete. How are you doing today, Pete?
Doing fine. Good morning, everybody. Kind of a strange Tuesday slate, right? You're used to big slates. We have a 5-game slate today. Last night was a big slate, but I like these small slates.
Yep, decent little 5-gamer today. I'm a little burnt after last night. I had probably a GPP takedown lineup that I had to change due to this stupid Edmonton news. A little salty about that, but that's part of the nature that is DFS. So we'll go right back to it today and see if we can, go right back to a good day here. So taking a look at Vegas totals, Philadelphia and Colorado lead the way with 3.4 implied totals. Florida 3.3, Nashville 3, which is pretty high for Nashville. Tampa Bay 2.8, New Jersey and Chicago 2.7, Detroit 2.5, and Dallas and Arizona all the way down at 2.2. So starting right with center, obviously we've got Colorado tied for the highest total, meaning Nathan MacKinnon probably going to be your starting point.
Yeah, I mean, of course he's going to be probably the top of the night. He's going to be chalky, though. You can use him as a one-off or a stack. Colorado stack's going to be expensive. But yeah, I think you got to anchor all your lineups. With MacKinnon, he didn't have a huge game last night, but he still came up with a point, an assist. But the thing is, when you're paying over 9K, you need a big game. So what's he's at actually exactly 9K. So, but that's where I'll be starting. Kind of a weird slate is like with Philadelphia up top with that the highest implied actually, and I'm struggling even finding players from Philly. Actually, Florida and Colorado actually are now at 3.4, huh? They jumped a little bit, so but Colorado's gonna be the play and they're gonna be popular, so that's who you start with.
Yep, I also think you really got to put some strong consideration on Barkov, who's been just incredible. He's over his last 10 games, he's got 15 points, 5 goals, 10 assists. He's averaging 18.5 fantasy points over that 10-game stretch, which is just monster. That's a couple points higher than his season average. He's been awesome. So
and the price is and his price is now up over 8K. My problem with Barkov is the line is his line mates keep jumping around. I guess one of my favorite stacks today is probably gonna be the power plays. I love the power plays. I like Hornquist a lot tonight. I always like Huberdeau, and he keeps getting all these mutts on his wingers on in the first line. Now it looks like he's got Verhaeghe and Duclair, but the way I think he ended up the other night Tippett up there at one point, because I like Tippett a lot, but he's on the power play too. I don't know, I think he's gonna be popular. My problem is just his line mates, or you guys use him as one off. But
yeah, I like the consistency he has been playing with, though. That's
Or Marchment. Really? It was Marchment he ended up with. It was Marchment they ended up with.
Yeah, they've been trying Marchment up and down on that top line. Duclair's been playing better, though, so I think Duclair is going to start sticking there. He just got to avoid the mistakes. He makes some defensive mistakes occasionally, which lead to him to dropping. But I'm not too worried. I love Barkov. He's turning into one of the best players in the league. He is expensive.
He's consistent, though.
We'll have to tinker around with whether you can run him and MacKinnon or not. But
it's just weird. Just those other guys are not even on a power play that he keeps being paired with. So
yeah, for sure. Don't sleep on Nazem Kadri. Another big game last night. He's now got double digits in 5 of his last 6. Over his last 10 games, he has 10 points, an average of 14.7 fantasy points over that stretch. He's been red hot. Really, Colorado in general is just playing lights out right now. They're getting projection. They're getting production from all three lines. So Kadri's certainly in play here.
I'm surprised the implied isn't higher, actually. I thought it was going to be higher than 3-4.
Yeah, that might go up a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised one bit if that went up.
I just never like Kadri's salary. I always think it's too high, but then you look at his logs, and he's playing so well, where I guess it's justified at 6-3. It's just weird when you're paying that much for McKinnon, and then Kadri. I mean, 6-3, I guess, is right. It always seems high for me for Kadri. But he's definitely playing. Go ahead.
Kadri's never quite been this consistent, so it does feel weird to play him. But
that's, I guess, it is.
I mean, he's at 25 points in 30 games. He's been worth the salary. It certainly feels weird to play Nazem Kadri at that price. I mean, he's historically, like a 4K skater, and this year he's just been good enough that he's 6K all year.
And it's good to see him doing well. I mean, he struggled all those years in Toronto. He was the upcoming star, the big prospect. He struggled. So it's actually good to see him having a good year. And he's on that top power play, which is potent now with Makar back, Mac in there, and
awesome.
The other three. One of my top plays, I think, and I haven't played him in quite a while, though, because they put their line back together, is you got to talk about Brandon Point, too. He's got Stammer back on that top line. He's got 1 point, at least 1.8 of his last 10, and he's reasonably at 7K. I'm not sure if I'm going to use him. I kind of like Kalorin, actually, as a one-off to get a piece of that line, but I still think you got to bring him up at that price of 7K, because that's a pretty potent line also. Kalorin, Stamkos, and Point.
Yep. I'm a little surprised their totals as low as it is. Dallas just don't think Dallas is very good. They had that hot start and just kind of came back to earth to be what I thought they would be, which is just an average hockey team. So I'm a little surprised that Tampa Bay total is so low. Dallas is at home, where historically, the last season or two, they have been pretty good about shutting people down. But still, I'm a little surprised by that. Guess on the Philadelphia front, that total is high, but it's tough to trust this team because they're so freaking deep. But
right.
Claude Giroux is a guy who you could consider at 5-3, 24 points in 28 games, including 7 over his last 10. If you look at his log, it's inconsistent, but it has pretty high points. He's got a 19.5, 16.5, 14.3, but mixed in between there, he's got a 1.5, a 0, a 3. So that's kind of what you're getting with Philly. So just understand that. I mean, they're really going to need to come through in this matchup because they're just a tough DFS play with the fact that they really do have talent across all four lineups.
Yep. And as I was doing my top plays write up, I wanted to put a piece of Philadelphia somewhere in there. Started with Giroux and looked at him like, to me, he's more of a GPP play. And I mean, it's a good matchup against the Devils, and somebody's going to score points here. We just don't know where. So I'm just paying them and use more of a GPP. So I just think there's other spots that are safer. Dylan Larkin's probably going to be popular. I don't use him too much, but I still think 6K is probably too cheap with the matchup. He's doing the matchup against Nashville. He's getting a ton of minutes. He plays, everywhere, everything. You probably can see some ownership there, but I'm probably going to end up going to one of these value guys, actually. There's a few of them I don't love, but Ryan Johansson. You got to talk about Johansson, who he's only 3-9. And I can't believe I would even say he might even play him with the season he's having. But he had a good game. He's coming off with one goal, one assist game. He gets Detroit now, who's one of the worst penalty kill units in NHL history. And he's centering Forsberg, Tolvanen, who I really love. And that power play one. So at 3-9, in the game environment, Johansson has got to be part of the conversation, I think.
This is as high a total as you're going to see from Nashville.
Yes, it is.
potentially the rest of the year, to be honest. And right now, Thomas Greiss is projected in net.
Yep.
If he is in net, then I am comfortable with Nashville. I'm comfortable with Ryan Johansson punt, etc. If it's, then I would be more weary because Bernier's a pretty legit goalie. He's capable of standing on his head and shutting down a team by himself, whereas Thomas Greiss is terrible. So
he's got a 3.43 goal against, 885 save percentage, and he's 2-14 this year.
That's terrible. Carrying a 900 save percentage is incredible.
He shouldn't even be starting an NHL game.
And exactly. So if he's starting, I really, really like the Nashville value. If he's not starting, then I am a little bit more leery of it.
Yep.
So keep an eye on that. Do you have any other value you like, or is Johansson?
One other is we both like this Colorado three line, Tyson Jost. Maybe more of a dart type play. He's red hot though. He had a goal, 2 assists, 10 shots on goal over his last 2 games. Another favorable matchup against a team they scorched last night. Arizona is only 2.6. So you may get one of these three guys, Jost, Donskoy, Nishushkin. All of them are really cheap. So nice value piece if you want to fit in. You know, I think there's a couple high, decent price defensemen I think I like today. Or, you know, one of the wingers. But I think he's definitely in play. More of a punt, but Jost is in the conversation. Jost and Johansson, I think, are the two guys I like down there.
Hey, let's actually lead that right into wing, because my favorite punt on the board is Donskoy. He actually dropped $200 last night, despite the fact that he scored 27.5 fantasy points. That was one of my plays that I came off of, thanks to the Edmonton news. Obviously, a little bit annoyed by that. So 27.5 last night, 12.8, 11.5, 12.8. 11.3. Those are his last 5 games.
That's crazy logs.
This is as good of a line three as there is in the NHL. It's just not names that you know. I will say his shooting percentage is literally like, it's 32.3%. That is absolutely unsustainable. But, I mean, it's a lot of this isn't even goals. He's got 4 assists over those 5 games. This line's just playing well. He gets power play 2 times, especially being on the road. Arizona's going to try and slow down that top line, which is going to give Donskoy and this third line some better matchups, which we saw last night. You know, they scored 2 goals. Yes, one was an empty netter, but still, that means they scored an even strength goal. It's getting 12 to 15 minutes a night, which at 2,700, I can deal with. So I'm riding the hot hand here. Maybe it burns me, but... same reason I was going to play him last night. He's on fire right now.
And a 2-7, and if he does give you a bagel, okay, it doesn't hurt you that much. So no, I think it's a good play. I'm on him and Tolvanen. I just love Tolvanen, like the way he plays. He had a good game too, his last game, which was 2 days ago. But he's coming off a
3-point
goal,
game.
Yeah, goal to assist block. So I think both of those guys are your top values, I think, of the night for me. Over wing, center, and defense. And they both may be in my main lineup because Rantanen is expensive. You can definitely go Rantanen. If you want it, you can probably, with this value, you probably can jam in Rantanen with McKinnon if you want to. I think it's a lot. I'm probably jumping back on that Patrick Kane bandwagon. I still think 7-3 is too cheap for him. He's been cold, but this is a great spot for him to get back on track, game environment. That's probably as high as I'm going to go, but Rantanen may end up being popular.
Yeah, Rantanen's, I mean, that whole top line's on fire. Rantanen's got double digits in 6 straight. He's got 8 goals in his last 10 games, 14 points total, which is pretty red hot.
Here's a question. And I know you can play Rantanen as one-off. With McKinnon being popular, but can you play Rantanen and not McKinnon tonight? And end up maybe like with a Barkov, $1,000 cheaper. That might be a way to go too, and you still get a piece of that Colorado one.
Yeah, I mean, you could certainly.
McKinnon's gonna be the chalk, but
McKinnon hasn't been so good this year that he single handedly is gonna burn you. Does have, you know, he's got a 27.5 in his 10 game log if you look, and a 22, but he hasn't done like You know, we saw McDavid drop 50 this year. We saw Leon drop 50 this year. We haven't seen that from McKinnon. So, in theory, yes, you could run Rantanen over him for a grand less. Rantanen actually has the 43 on his log. He has a 24, a 21. So in his 10-day log, it's actually better than McKinnon's for cheaper.
Oh, definitely. 30 games. Yeah, McKinnon had that Minnesota game, which is, I mean, it's what I'm saying. But then a day I don't play McKinnon is a day he goes off at 35.
Yeah. DK, so, right? I mean, it's risky, but yeah. I mean, you can certainly do it. Just that's the chalk risk you've got to decide, especially in cash games. Do you risk fading the chalk? But if you can make it logical with a play like Rantanen, I think you can justify it. Just understand that there is a risk when you do that. I will say the nice thing about hockey is that it's rare for a guy to single-handedly sink you. Like I said, the 40, 50-point nights, those are rare in DFS. Look at Donskoy, 2,900 last night. Got you 28 points. So hockey's a sport where you can get random massive scores from guys up and down the pricing spectrum. So.
Definitely. Patrick Hornquist is another name. I'm really becoming a huge Hornquist fan. This guy is so consistent, especially with he's always the shot bonus is always there. Great spot for a goal tonight. Love this matchup. I just think Hornquist is a guy that is very underused and should be used more in cash games. And he seems like his price never changes. He always hangs around that what's I think he's probably 6'9". 6'6". That 6'6" range. So I think Hornquist is a great play too, especially when he's on that power play one with Barkov.
Well, and he's skating with Huberto, who's the most underrated player in all of hockey. Huberto is once again averaging over a point per game, and nobody knows who he is.
Exactly, both of them. That whole line. That line is. You talk about. I mean, Wennberg. I guess he could be a punt too, but Huberto or Hornquist. I think one of them find themselves in my main lineup tonight.
Yep. Speaking of Florida, Verhaeghe coming in at 5,400. Is playing well. He's got double digits in four of his last five, five of his last seven. As long as he remains on that top line, he's absolutely in play, attached to Barkov, who's having one of the best seasons in all of hockey this year.
Yep.
This is
for Higgy, who's on a power play. He'd be a lock for me every night.
Yep. And then you mentioned Tolvanen. It is worth mentioning too that Tolvanen is on that top power play unit. So you're getting exposure to Forsberg, Arvidsson, and Ekholm, which are literally with Josi out and with all their other injuries, with Josi and Ellis out, that is their three best players. So Tolvanen is getting you exposure to their three best players, and Ryan Johansson is there as well. So
and you get Tolvanen at that price. I'm not paying 7-7 for Forsberg, especially the way he's playing. And you get Tolvanen on the top, and they're tightly correlated also on that power play together. So,
yep. Another center, for some reason, I thought he was listed a wing, so I didn't mention him. Yanni Gord has goals in three straight.
He's playing well.
Goals in three straight, double digits in four of his last five. The fact that they did shake up the lines a little bit. So who's he with now?
He's on the Tampa 3 line.
Oh, but he's still with. Yeah, he did that last game. So he did that last game. I noticed
with Goodrow and Coleman.
Yeah, he did. They actually made that change last game. But he did have a 2-point game. That's still a really really good third line too. Blake Coleman's super underrated.
Definitely, and that brings it back to Killorn. If I want a piece of Tampa, to me, I think Killorn's in a great spot. Also, 5-6. Gives you exposure to point Stamkos, and they're tightly correlated also together. I love these guys that are playing on the same line and same power play together. He can also be a one-off. He uses one-off too, I think, Killorn.
He's having a good year too. 22 points, 31 games. He's been a guy I actually play frequently over the last 2 years, especially at home. They're on the road today, but that's okay. He's got double digits in three straight. And then, like you said, it's it's a play that gets you exposure to their best players. He has 10 points over his last 10 games, so he is playing well right now. What else you like at wing here? Well, obviously, we should mention.
Pretty much Landeskog, I guess, is on, it's 7K.
Yeah, Landeskog took the words right out of my mouth. And then
he's on a tear, Burakovsky
as well. I guess he has slowed down. He had a goal yesterday, but ended up being tipped by Kadri, so he picked up an assist yesterday. But
I got one more punt. Yeah, Brandon Hagel. Total dart punt, but just because he's on that Kane power play one. He's getting minutes, though, too. He had a good game a couple days, a week ago, maybe. But just not cash, but a punt play, GBP, in case that power play one goes off in Chicago.
Feels like they haven't been on the slate in forever.
And they haven't played, and same thing crossed my mind. I was reading the article. I looked, and they haven't played since March 20th. No, I thought it was before that. Yeah, So it's only been 3 days. Seems like it's been longer than that.
Yeah, it seems like it's been a lot longer than that. Yeah. But I don't think that game was on the slate. Interesting.
Yeah, maybe that could be why.
I don't like what I'm not crazy about their line though. Well, we'll see what they haven't updated yet today. We'll have to see what their lines look like.
Eventually, Dylan Strome is going to be up there. I'm assuming on the one with Kane.
I don't like having Kampf up there. If Strome's up there, then I like Patrick Kane quite a bit.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for that Kane explosion. It seems like it's forever since he's had a huge game. He's still getting points. Now, he actually has a point now in his last two, but he went through that streak where he was pretty much, getting at least assist every night.
He was the safest play on the board for the beginning of the season. So.
He's too good.
I'd like to see if they move Strome up there. If you get Kane, Strome, DeBrincat at home where they can dictate the line matching.
Oh, yeah. That's.
I certainly like Kane at 7,300 because I think that line has a chance to do some serious work because they'll just lean on that line. I'll be curious to see if that's how they do it instead of trying this balanced BS that everybody seems to want to try.
And it's coming. Strome's already on the top power play. So,
yeah,
it's a matter of time.
Any of these Philly? Do you like any of these Philly wings? Or just
any of them. I would still go back to Voracek at 4-1. Now, he had an assist in the Islander game. That's pretty much all he had. I think he had one shot on goal also. But before that, he was pretty much he had a decent. He was getting 2 points, 2 out of 3 games. I still like that line with Giroux and Lindblom. I like Oscar Lindblom and the power play one. Voracek might be the one I would play out of all these guys. I just see Philly as a GPP play. I would just run one of those lines together. You don't know where it's coming from. Devils are not a good team, obviously. So, and we're not even talking about any of these cheap Devils. So, they're going against Philly, who's not a good team either. I'm actually looking more. I'm thinking about playing Blackwood tonight. So Philly's not been playing good in the back-to-back. So I'm more probably not looking at Philly's. I'm probably going to play the goalie against them if Blackwood's in.
I actually think Blackwood is confirmed. Let me check here real quick. No, he's unconfirmed. Carter Hart is confirmed. Carter Hart's having a dreadful year. He's up to 3.83 goals against average. 875 goal save percentage, which is just terrible.
Blackwood's been playing really well. That's another reason I think I'm off Philly, so I don't like that line. He's only allowed 3 goals and 71 shots. It's like two straight wins.
Yeah, Blackwood showed at the beginning of the year when he's on, he's very, very capable.
Yep.
He was shutting down teams left and right to start the year. So let's actually go ahead and swing over to goalie. We mentioned quite a few wingers.
For defense.
To recap, Donskoy, Tolvanen, and I think we both like as our favorite values. And then from there, it's kind of open. Rantanen's a clear pay-up option. Kane, if Strome is up top, is a very strong play as well.
For one of the Florida wingers.
A couple hundred less. Yep, Florida wingers are strong plays as well. So swinging over to defense, you mentioned potentially paying up today.
Yeah, when I'm saying pay up, there's three guys I like here. I think Cole Makar is crazy underpriced at 5.2 in this matchup they're in. He's back as the quarterback of that power play unit, which is elite. This kid, he's a top play. Chychrun, who I think is turning out to be probably the best defenseman in the game. I mean, this dude's
one of them.
He's 9 double-digit DK points out of his last 11. He's probably the safest player in DFS right now. Every night you can get the shot or block bonus. He's probably the best offensive player on his team now. It's kind of Garland's kind of, you know, mediocre at best right now. So I should be playing him more. He's one of these guys that every night I say I think about him and I said I should have played him. He's solid every night. Now he's had what, 3? Six, seven straight double-digit games. And then you got Ekblad. Three of those guys are so good.
He's got 27 shots and 24 blocked shots over the last 10 games. Only 5 actual points, but it doesn't matter. His peripherals have been so great. So that has led to 6 straight double digits, and 7 of the last 8 have been double digits. So Chychrun's super, super high floor play right now.
And especially as a cash play. Ekblad, I look at more as a GPP play, but I think he's actually leading the defenseman in goals now. Great one-off if you want forward exposure. I may end up with Chychrun or Makar, both of them as my defenseman. There's no really great punts I like. You can always put Bokus in there. He's getting 20 minutes plus on that power play one. Ty Smith, it's peripherals, power play 2 times, but there's nobody that's really jumping out at me. So I may end up with 2 of these 5K defensemen for the first time in quite a while. I think they're so safe right now if you're playing cash.
Yep. You could go back to Uyghur, who finally saw his point streak end, but he's quietly got 19 points in 31 games. I wish his price was back to where it was.
Of course, yeah, I use him the day he had like 2 DK points. I finally jump on a bandwagon. That's what always happens.
Yep, I played him for like a week straight, and he was incredible. But at 4,900 with no power play time is
right.
That's getting a little tough. He was like 3,900 a week ago, and I was all over that. That was awesome. This is a bit of a weaker defense spot
for punts. I mean, for anybody under 4K.
Yep, it's a little early in the day for us to give you that slam dunk. Power play one potential defender. We're still waiting
Severson, on a maybe.
Yeah, we're still waiting on a lot of morning skates.
Right.
Tell your name is playing well. Sami Vatanen has he's got a point in 3 of his last 4. He's got double digits in 3 of his last 4, and the one that he missed, he still put up 8. He's playing really well at 2,700. That might be one of the better punts on the board the way he's playing right now against a Philly team that's really, really struggling defensively. And to clear things up with Carter Hart, I was reading and listening to some Philly talk, and Carter Hart has not been good, but a lot of it's this defense. This defense in front of him is just bad. So
it's one of the worst in NHL. Vatanen is not on the power play though, right?
No, he is not. That's kind of a recent form play. Ty Smith has moved back up to that top power play unit. Damon Severson's on a power play unit. Let me see what his price is. He's on the second unit.
Yeah, he's like 3.6, something like that.
3.6, yeah.
You're right though. Vatanen's guy's logs, 3 of his last 4 games, he's been decent, getting a lot of shots, blocks.
Yep, he's been playing well. Do you see they made this? They made this Sharon Govich line, the top line officially
for the Devils.
It's Zajac.
Hakanen
and Sharon Govich.
Yep, they're in the top. Hughes is number 2, right with Palmieri.
Yep, they rewarded them, calling them the top line. Speaking of New Jersey, Jesper Bratt's a guy who's been playing well as well. He's 4,200. He's got points in 4 straight, a goal last game, and then 3 an assist in 3 straight before then.
So I guess
I would rather play the guys we talked about.
But if you're playing GPP, that's a cheap, especially if you want to get like a Colorado one in. You know, I mean, there's a lot of GPPs you're running two different lines. You can run a Colorado one with a Zajac Chernovich line, you know what I mean, with Kokanen or even a Hughes Palmieri Bratt line.
Yep, yep. So, all right, let's finish off with goalie here. You mentioned Mackenzie Blackwood. I think that's a nice sneaky play, especially at that price. He's down to what, 7,200?
7,200. He's probably my top play.
He's got 30-22 in his last two games. He went through a little rough patch there, but he's shown. I mean, that was, in fairness, that was Washington and the Islanders in two of those, four of those games. And those are two of the hottest teams in the entire NHL. Then he ran into the Rangers, which are actually playing well lately as well. All of that Rangers offense has finally realized that they're talented. So, yeah, I like the Wedgwood call quite a bit.
Or I'd go up to Vaz. I'll go up to Vaz if he's playing. Hate to say it, but even I think you're going to see some ownership on Bob with Florida. I think he's below 8K now, right?
He's actually been playing well.
He has been playing well. I mean, yes.
Yeah, he's got a 2.97 goals against average, 90 save percentage, which for the money isn't great for what they paid for him, but go before last game in which he had a dud against Tampa Bay, but in fairness, Tampa Bay's, you know, still probably the best team in the NHL. He had 9 straight with double digits, so he's been playing well. So by the way, Bernier is, I think Bernier will be out officially. He's carrying a day-to-day tag, but the coach was like, he could be out weeks, so expect Thomas Greiss to start, which is only a boost to all those Nashville guys that we've talked about. Just wanted to look at that really quick.
Yep. So this may be a chance to play some of the Preds. One of the only times this season. I played Tolvanen a few times because I'm a Tolvanen guy and he's made me money. But this one's the first time you can actually play the Predators and feel comfortable about it. And they're cheap. I mean,
yeah.
I can't believe Ryan Johansson has come to Ryan Johansson, but.
Right. It's terrible.
Yep.
Looks like Saros should be in net. He's got back-to-back 30-point games.
That's a possible sneaky one right there.
Yeah, if you look, he's got 32.4, 33.5, and then he had the dud at -1.4. Then he had 22.1 and 22.8. So four of his last five have been pretty monster games. He's going to see shots. So 48 and 41 shots each of those two Florida games. So he's going to get peppered with shots here. He quietly is having a good season. 2.78 goals against, the 913 save percentage. That's pretty good considering what he's working with in front of him. So he's in play as well.
And he's 8-1. So, you know, that's the problem I run with DK's pricing, because if I'm going to go all the way up there, I'll probably end up going all the way up to Vaz then, you know? So Saros maybe actually be in a better spot, though. Because this Detroit team's bad.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really. So Vaz has the safest floor. He does not have any of these negative games that we see.
He's actually cheaper than Saros, I just realized.
Yes, yep, he's cheaper.
He's only 8K. Vaz,
he's not going to have.
He's not going to get 30.
Ceiling. He's not going to have the ceiling that a guy like even Grubauer is going to have, because he's just not going to see that many shots. But he is the safest floor. So Grubauer, if you look at his log, he's been really good. Double digits in 9 of 10, but he has that -2 on his log. If you look at Saros, he has a super high ceiling, but he has, you know, a -1, a 0, a -4 on his log in his 10 games.
We may see Johansson tonight too, though, right? Possibly.
Yeah, potentially. He's actually projected to start. I would not play Johansson.
No, and he's 8-1.
He is not a good goaltender for that price. No,
he's going to Vaz.
Yep. So, yep, Vaz is probably your safest play. Saros is an upside play that you could play in cash. Detroit has a super low total here. But understand that he's going to see more shots, which gives him, yes, more upside, but also more chance to get beat And then Blackwood is your punt play.
All right. I think goalie's set then.
All right. Favorite stack?
Florida power play one. I think with Barkov, Hornquist, Huberdeau, Colorado one's going to be a chalk. But I think I like Florida power play one and Nashville one.
Yep, I like that. I like the Nashville one call with Price and that quite a bit. I like that Colorado three line again. I'm going right back to Donskoy until it burns me. And then keep an eye on Strom. If Strom finds his way up top, Dylan yep. Strom for Chicago. I really like that Chicago one line. That's the Brincat, Kane, and Strom is that would be pretty nasty if they go that route.
Big time.
All right. Well,
all right. I think we're good.
All that being said, top plays will be out shortly. Cheat sheet will be live shortly after that. And then, as always, it will be updated again closer to lock. So we have more goalie confirmations, etc. So be sure to check out yourfieldschoice.com. Take advantage of our 50% offer we have going right now, 50% off your first month. Can't beat that. Still got hockey, basketball, baseball's coming up. And baseball, we're going to have a big baseball season. So very excited about that. Pete and I will be swinging over, putting our baseball hats on here shortly and giving you daily content and podcasts for that as well. So now it's time to sign up.
All right. One more week. One more week. Opening day.
That's right. All right.
All right, guys. We'll thanks.
Next time. Good luck.